Broadcasting Network.
Back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. This stuff is better than Believe It or Not. You just literally cannot make this stuff up. Talking about the Internal Revenue Service. Are there any subsidy regulations that pertain to you and me? First of all, regulations have to do with citizens of the United States. They admit they flipped the citizenship after the Civil War. They reconstructed our republic. That's a fact. They admit it. I got cases. They admit it. They don't even hide it. Now, that's pretty shocking, I would think. How can Congress reconstruct our republic? Didn't realize that was part of what they do. I don't know. I didn't know that. But you see, they had a problem. So they had to redo the 1789 Judiciary Act because we created citizens of the United States. And they don't have any standing in an Article III court. No. Because there's no, it's a benefit. It's a statutory creation by Congress, and that's a fact. It's right in 14 Stat 27, 1866. They gave the citizens of the United States the same rights as white citizens. That's a fact. You can find it today. It's still in the code. 42 United States Code, 1981 and 1982. 42 USA, 1981 and 1982. Same rights as white citizens. Damn, that really sounds racist to me. Then we did the 14th, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. How do you become subject to the jurisdiction thereof? Well, we coerce you into signing up, stated quite simply. That's what that's all about. Is it 1040? Is it a real contract? No. It's an implied in law contract. Did they tell you that? No. What's that mean? It means I am volunteering that I owe you money. And you don't have any obligation to me at all. I just owe you because you've scared the living pee-wadding out of me. Fear. Fear and panic. That's a fact. Courts say so. Don't hide it. With Westlaw, you can find it. Why would I sign up? Because they threatened to come and take my house? They threatened to put me in jail? And there's no authority behind any of it. It's all a cock. It's all a crock. It's all a great big crock of smoke and mirrors nonsense. But boy, it's hard to prove it. I guarantee you, it is not an easy thing to do. That is for sure. In the Mooney's brief in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, it is, we're going to put in by the 15th of next month the subjects to discuss, October 5th. We're going to see what they do. I don't know what they're going to do. Because nobody's ever really done this. You know why? It takes a lot of work. And it takes some people who's got some staying power. This is not easy. I guarantee you. Anybody that thinks it's easy is, it's not. It's not an easy thing just to stay in the fight because it takes a while to get to what's really going on with these guys. It just absolutely does. You just can't make this stuff up. Like I say, you just can't. And we got evidence now, black and white evidence. You see, they couldn't do courts of the United States, which are the Constitution of the United States has ordained and established two places at the beginning. Why did they do it to get an Article 3? Because they wanted to make darn sure that our courts of the United States in law and equity, exercising the judicial power of the United States, the power that comes from the Constitution, could not be taken away. It has. It's still there, but it's not used. And in this Attorney General's opinion of 1941, they admit this stuff. Because, you see, they had to create a brand new court system called the United States District Court. It's codified in 28 U.S.C. 132. Judicial power of a district court. I looked that up. What the hell does that mean? What happened to judicial power of the United States? I kind of like that in the Constitution. Did it get overturned? Repealed? No. We got a bunch of lawyers up there taking our republic away. And the authority for the judicial power of a district court, they say, comes from a territorial court of Hawaii. And I'm kidding you not, by accepted practice. We've been getting away with it, and that's their authority. Y'all haven't said nothing. What does that mean? 28 U.S.C. 132C, Judicial Power of a District Court. I got two cases. They say the judge is representing the court. Well, they tell us he's independent. No, not in that court, because it's a legislative court. They admit it's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It's in Article 1. It's a legislative court for Congress. They admit it. And they go further to say that court is under the control of Congress, because it's a legislative court. All United States district courts are legislative courts. The judge represents the court. The court is under the control of Congress. They admit it. And it's in Article 1. I don't make it up. I got all the stuff to prove it. It's their stuff. Why did they do that? Because if you're going to overthrow our republic, you can't do constitutional law in Article 3. Because citizens of the United States got no standing there. Because they're made up by Congress to receive, and under the control, they give us a character that they scare us into signing up for. And that's a fact. This was in the Attorney General's opinion, 1941. This is a great, I got to read the rest of it. I haven't had the time. It's a great history of some other stuff. But this is key. In other situations, however, no such choice under the Constitution is open to Congress. Federal courts created under Article 3 can be authorized only to decide cases and controversies. To use the constitutional phrase, semicolon, and from the early day, the Supreme Court has regarded this restriction as an important one to be scrupulously observed. Cases and controversies, that's in quotation marks, broadly speaking, are matters in which a court can determine with finality the rights of adverse parties by applying the law to the facts as found. Here's a killer. The whole field of rulemaking, with the exception of rules for judicial procedure, is outside the constitutional competence of the courts. For rules do not determine the rights of specific litigants, but, like statutes, are addressed to people generally. They can't do rulemaking. And I got a decision. I've got to get that into a module. The Supreme Court is finally starting to acknowledge that we can't really go there. It's turning. This was on a case on Trump, on DACA. On these dreamers, bunch of dang nonsense up there, dang Roberts. Well, we do something that has no authority by executive order, and yet we have to go through a certain procedure that we agree with so we can take it away. Supreme Court Roberts is a joke, along with the other four liberals on the Supreme Court. But it's changing. It just takes a while because it's... We've been out of control for a long time. Well, if they can't do rulemaking, that's a pretty good admission. Then how can this court, like in Mooney's case, say that the United States District Court is Article 3? But they won't go any further. They won't talk about judicial power. And if one of the things that I've learned, if you're dealing with these people, put the good stuff in quotation marks so they can't tweak it. And they won't go there. They won't talk. They won't. They'll talk about that. They won't. They can't go there. They're done. It's black and white. So now we have more stuff to understand. We talk about the Social Security Act of 1935. What is that? It's an excise tax on employers. How do we know that? It's in the Senate report, 623. They're explaining it all out. And they even make it more interesting. Section 804, quote, this section imposes an excise tax upon every employer for the privilege of having individuals in his employee, as in his employ, end quote. For the privilege, you say it's a privilege tax, it's a franchise tax. If you're, the federalities are saying, If we're going to allow you to operate in our world, we're going to impose an excise tax on you, a privilege tax. And it's a privilege for you to have individuals in your employee, citizens of the United States, us, the dumb ones, who signed up for this nonsense. It's a privilege. It's an excise tax. Comes back out of 1909. Don't hide it. Like I say, you just can't make this stuff up. Then we'll go into looking here at another one that I was looking at on a case here. Let me get around and find it here. They're talking about the Public Salary Act of 1939. If we had a legitimate tax, because legitimate, why did they need the public 1939 Public Salary Act, which says, by the way, if your state will allow you to tax us, and if we're federal, we'll allow taxes the other way. This is in Senate Report, House Report number 26. In order to facilitate reciprocal taxation as between state and federal governments, your committee believes the United States should expressly consent to the taxation of the compensation of its officers and employees. Section 3 of this bill therefore provides that the United States consents to the taxation of compensation received after December the 31st, 1938. It will be duly noted that the consent extends to taxation not only by the state, but also by the other duly constituted taxing authorities of the compensation of federal officers and employees. Oh, so they're agreeing. If we will agree, you can tax us and we'll tax you. Congress is doing it. Does that sound like it's a taxation thing of... it applies to everybody? They have to do this? No, of course not. Then we get into, let me find the next one, which is an amazing one, talking about this Public Salary Act. I inadvertently closed it here. Let me find it again. I'll bring it up here in just a minute. But it doesn't have anything to do with us. And they admit it. In this Senate report. They go out and tell us that. They don't hide it. It's just that we don't have access. The average person doesn't have access to it. And unless you have Westlaw, you're not going to see it. That's just a fact. You're just not going to see it. Let's see here. It's attachment, I think, 14. We're talking about here. This is the Senate Report 112, 1939. And they go down here to, let me get down to this court case, because this court case goes into great detail on this thing, about this, about who does the tax apply to. Because they're talking about there, at the present time, federal employees are subject to federal income taxes, but are exempt from state income taxes. State and local employees, on the other hand, are subject to state income taxes, but are exempt from federal income taxes. Persons in private employ are subject to both federal and state. Isn't that beautiful? You're in private, somehow you get hooked into both of them? Oh, that's right, because that's a citizen of the United States nonsense. I forgot to mention that part. Let me bring up this other part here about... you just can't, like I say, when you read this stuff, it's hard to believe that we could be in this big of a mess. It really does. Let me get here to attachment 14 on this here, what they're doing with attachment 14. They tell who this has application to. Back in a minute. Thank you.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, now we're in the Senate Report 112, Public Salary Act. They're talking about Halvering versus Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. It's 303 U.S. 218. And they talk about there was a clarification of the persons liable now for federal income tax. And this is in Halvering versus Gerhardt, G-E-R-H-A-R-D-T, G-E-R-H-A-R-D-T, 304 U.S. 405. That's 304 U.S. 405, and it's on page 418, and it's footnote 6. Page 418, footnote 6, 1938 case. It says, in these cases, the function has been held or assumed to be of such a character that its performance by the state is immune from direct federal interference. Yet the individuals who personally derive profit or compensation from their employment by carrying out the function were deemed to be subject to the federal income tax. The following, this is footnote 6, the following classes of taxpayers have been held subject to federal income tax, notwithstanding, which means in spite of, its possible economic burden on the state. 1. Those who derive income or profits from performance of state functions, such as independent engineering contractors, or from the resale of state bonds. Those engaged as lessees of state in producing oil from state lands, or royalties from which payment to the state are devoted to public purposes. There's all kinds of Supreme Court cases behind each one of these things. Similarly, federal taxation of property transferred at death to a state or one of its municipalities was upheld. A federal tax on the transportation of merchandise in performance of a contract to sell or deliver it to a county was sustained. A federal excise tax. An excise tax is a privilege tax. And by the way, the excise tax was changed in the Constitution of the United States. There was a word or something changed. I got to go back. I stumbled across that. The way it was originally made and the way it got printed, somebody made a change. A federal excise tax on corporations measured by income, including interest received from state bonds, was upheld. And then they got compared to other. That's it. Those are the classes for federal income tax. Are you there? No. Am I there? No. So how do they get us? How do they get us hooked up into this nonsense? Well, I'll tell you how they do it. Let me back up to it. I've got this briefed out here so I don't screw it up. I don't know what to say anymore. Like I say, it's just that they deem that we're all in a federal area. That's one of the games that they play. You know, that's we're deemed to be citizens of the United States. But how do they do it? You see, what they do is they use subtitle A. There's subtitle A, individual income, subtitle B, subtitle C, D, E, and F. What they don't tell you is that subtitle C is where you have to sign up for it. It's in subtitle C. They don't prosecute you for subtitle C taxes. No, they don't do that. See, subtitle C is an excise tax. And it's by the election of the employer. How do you get to be the election by the employer? Oh, that's right. That's a good old W-4. I sign up. I'm volunteering. So that puts me in subtitle C because it's a privilege to go to work. Or an employer, because he's paying an excise tax, so it's a privilege to go to work for this guy. Chris in Nevada. Question or comment?
I came across a very intriguing citation I think will help clear up some mysteries for you and many of us out here searching for this in my repertoire of law study materials. And it's cited in Wheeling Steel Corp. versus Fox, F-O-X, 298 U.S. 193, 80 Legal Edition, LED, 1143, 56 Supreme Court 773. Therefore, the U.S. citizens residing in one of the states of the Union, when it says of, we have to assume they're talking about a corporate, sub-corporate state of the Union, are classified as property and franchisees of the federal government.
I've never seen that one. That's 298 U.S. 193?
Yes, sir, and 56 Supreme Court 773.
Yeah, okay, and they're talking about citizens or property?
They're talking about the U.S. citizens residing in one of the, and I think you have to insert corporate states of the Union, are classified as property and franchisees of the federal government.
Okay, would you send that to you, my email address? I'll want a second. Hold on a minute. We've got to go.
I surely will.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here again. And you said the word citizen is in that case?
Yes, sir. It doesn't say corporate, but you can imply when it says the word of that they're referring to a corporate as opposed to Constitution 4 versus the Constitution of.
You wouldn't said something about citizen because citizen isn't in that case.
Well, in the case site that I did, now, I have found some substantial reason to think that they're restating, changing the words, hiding a lot of the troublesome facts in some of these cases. There have been several times I've looked at some cases that they seem to have changed. And changing the standing stone is something that these attorneys are well noted for. They're always twisting their legal.
Well, I haven't. I'll tell you what I found. I found a lot of people are misstating this stuff, and they're putting this stuff out there, or they take head notes. It's not that word citizen is not in that case. It's about ad valorem taxation. And
I'll have to do a little research. But it was in my repertoire of law cases I've acquired. That
well,
was a
I'm
citation.
Just telling you, it ain't there. Okay, I'm on West.
All
Law
right. Well,
so,
thank you very much.
You can send me the quote because I'll see if that quote exists anywhere else in the law. Because this is what I find. I find so much of this stuff. People, and I'm not putting the finger at you, but I found so many things that don't really exist. Or somebody has modified it to make it fit their particular deal. So anyway, send me the thing, and thanks for calling, and well, I'll check it out. You got my email address. I'll check it out.
Okay?
So we're in trouble in this country, and it's all based on birthright. And you know, when I first finally could prove all that, it's based on your birthright, because your birthright is where you get law of the land. You can't have law of the land if you have no birthright. You can't get what's called due process of law. Those two things mean the same thing, due process of law and law of the land. Unless you have a birthright, you have to be born on the land, you have to have a domicile, and claim to be a citizen of one of the several states. You have to say, I am domiciled in Texas, one of the several states, and I am a citizen of Texas. That's the two requirements. You're done. Done deal. And what they have hoodwinked us, they've created a set of courts that are not constitutional courts for citizens of the United States. They've said, oh, would you like to have all of these benefits? And Babcock is one of the major cases where I finally understood all that. It says, if you accept the benefit, shut the hell up. Because you have no rights and no remedies. They can deny anything they want if they give you a benefit. Just like paying your children do dishes. Do they have any rights? No. You can pay one $1, you can pay the other $2. What are they going to do about it? Nothing. Or you can make them do it for free. This is how they get around when you start looking at all of this administrative law crap. We can deny you access to a court. What kind of system is this? I don't think this is what our forefathers and what we were founded upon. You can deny me access to a court of law for a remedy? Oh, you can do it administratively. Which is nonsense, because there's no rule of law in administrative courts. They make it up as they go, and they change it, and they don't abide by it. This is where we find ourselves today. There are no courts of the United States arising under Article 3 in law and order, exercising judicial power of the United States, except the Supreme Court of the United States. That's a fact. And we can prove it. We had one from 1953 to 1982, the Court of Claims. They actually said it's an Article 3 court. But they weren't doing common law, but I've got the rules of court for it. And then in 1982, they said, oh no, we want to make it an Article 1 court, but we're going to have it, it'll act like an Article 3 court. Now, wait a minute here. If you don't have an office, if you're not bound to do it, how can you act like it? How do I hold you accountable if you just act like an Article 3 court? That's what they said. They created the Federal Court of Claims in 1982 and says, oh, by the way, and then they put in 25-2015 that says you can do common law and equity. You can't do common law and equity, because I looked in their damn rules of court and they say we don't use rules of common law and evidence in their rules of court. So they got a statute that's a con, because they can't do it. They're not authorized and empowered. You can't, what you are not authorized and empowered, the Supreme Court, you can't do. That's clear. That's a fact. So we do, where's our remedy? What the hell? If we don't have a remedy, we're screwed. We're basically screwed, because we don't have a constitutional remedy. That don't mean we don't fight and expose these bastards, like in the Alaska court. How are they going to do? Does the Alaska bar create courts of Alaska? I don't think so. They don't know what to do. So they put it back over to the court. Shall we respond to this or not? I think so. But then, see, knowing the Form 990s, they do not want those out. That's what I used to do on the State Fair. I had the Form 990s on them, showing where the money and all this stuff that they're doing, they're not supposed to be doing. Get a Form 990s. Oh, yeah, they don't want those out. I want to see what the Alaska Bar has been up to. Who are they beholding to? They're a not-for-profit. How does a not-for-profit create constitutional courts? How do they replace the legislature of Alaska? I don't think so. Clear absence of all jurisdiction, a judge can be sued. And that's a fact. I already did it. And I can prove it. Of course, we didn't, like I say, the judge got around and our kangaroo thing here and Gladden went away, so we didn't get to follow through with the following it on up. But I'm going about just like that our property in Alaska. I redeemed a piece of property. They say, we are giving a quitclaim deed on all interest, if any. All interest, if any? I could do a quitclaim on anybody's property because I got no interest. So I've done two FOIAs. And I found out they have an insurance policy. I can't get an answer. I got to do that again. And I'm going to take them to federal court, the courts of the United States, which don't exist, and I got to fight that court to get a constitutional court, which doesn't exist. It's there, but nobody home. And then I got to fight to get these people, what interest do you have that you could put me out of house and home? They don't ever say that they have anything, because they don't, because the Alaska Bar Association has no authority to create a court to do anything with anybody's anything land. And that's a fact. I got it all documented. It's their stuff. And every state, I guarantee you, has done a transfer somewhere in probably the 1960s to the 1970s. Guaranteed. Ours did it they started off, quote, but see, this is what's so ludicrous. They start off on D.C. They want to be a state. And they start off right in their document. Equal footing with the other states. The Northwest Ordinances. 1787, you got to be at equal footing with the original states in all respects whatsoever. Bingo, done deal. Alaska didn't do that. And the D.C. people can't do it either. But they're not giving up. But what's amazing is all these talking heads, all these people that are talking about statehood in D.C., don't they ever read the stuff? Go look at the definition. It has one place where it's talking about it, where it's equal to the several states. That's it. In one little section of the whole thing. Why isn't it equal to one of the several states everywhere? Because it's not. I go read these briefs of these, quote, states file. We're a sovereign state of the United States of America. That's North Carolina, all kinds of them. Sovereign state of the United States of America. Well, what happened to one of the several states? What happened to the union of states that's comprised of the several states? What happened to all that? Where did it go? One of the things they don't want to do when you talk about the Constitution of the United States, what happened to the Article 1, Section 2? The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. People of the several states. That's not a citizen of the United States. Why does anybody bring this up? Just can't make this up. I mean, it's right there. The people of the several states, the 17th Amendment, put people of the state. And as soon as they did that in 1913, we no longer had United States, which is the government of the United States. It's in the Constitution of the United States. Since it's established in there, wouldn't the real party of interest be United States? It quit filing as United States. It went to United States of America. Started in 1913 when the 17th Amendment passed. Isn't that amazing how that just happened? Same time. And of course, then we did the income tax, 16th Amendment nonsense. 1913. Wow, man, those are good years. You just literally cannot make up when you, well, that's one of the things about Westlaw, is you can time frame stuff and find out when things started changing. And we have the 15th Amendment. The right to vote. Made that special. Why do we have that? Who is that? Just like I say, you just can't make this stuff up. That's literally right to vote. And people has no idea what the right to vote means. The right to vote, has a citizen of the United States has no right of the elective franchise, no right of suffrage. And what does that mean? It means you have no right to make a determination of the kind of government we are ruled under. So who is doing it? Congress. I got 110 cases. They say United States of America is a sovereign body politic. I got 110 cases. Sovereign body politic. I'll make it up. I got all the cases, the names. Comes right out of the Department of Justice. It's their stuff. But nobody wants to believe it. Nobody can comprehend this idea. Congress is in charge of our republic right now. God help us. They're in charge of our courts. All the way till we get to the Supreme Court. All these states are municipalities. Part of the United States. They print this stuff. It's in right in the National Voter Registration Act. There are no elections for public officers in the several states. They print it, folks. But nobody wants to believe it. Because the concept's hard. We have been overthrown. There are no laws of the United States no more. It's in Article 6 of the Constitution. We started off with laws of the United States. They said statutes of the United States. And all of a sudden, around the 1900, we started adding, laws of the United States laws of the United States of America. Then the next thing you know, we find out laws of the United States or statutes of the United States is missing. It's just strictly laws of the United States. Then we see laws of the United States and we see public law. Then we see all of a sudden laws of the United States went away. And in 1937, it's just strictly public law. And you go look up public law. We're slaves. That's for under a dictator. Congress. Public law. They're just change a few words around. People won't. I don't know why people. I understand it's hard to believe these things. That's why this brief that was done for Moonies is a great brief. It's got all the attachments to prove it. And in the reply brief, if I look at a statute, state or whatever, codified, do I have to go, even the states, even though we know it's all BS, do I have to go check that the House passed it and they had a quorum, that the Senate passed it and there was a quorum and the governor signed it, or the same thing with the federal, that there was a quorum and the Senate and the House was there and then the president signed it, or there was a two-thirds override of it. Do I have to go check all that out, or can I believe what I see? If I can't rely on what I see called the predicate, I'm in trouble. This is all of the CFRs, all Federal Code of Regulations. You cannot tell if it has a forced effect of law, and none of them do. Why? because it's an illusion. Because it's for citizens of the United States, you have to volunteer to be there, so they really can't punish you with the forced effect of law. Do we have courts? Because they can't use constitutional courts, so they created a whole other can of worms. United States District Courts. Legislative courts, because we put everything under the legislature. And that's a fact. Back at town meetings.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, we're back here, and I'm trying to get something up in BitChute. I don't know. I'm hoping they're going to take videos, but I watched Mark Levin and a Dr. Reish, R-E-I-S-H, Reish. Great interview last Sunday. He said, unequivocally, he said we could save literally tens of thousands of people by giving them hydroxychloroquine. I saw also there was a 79% savior rate that was on even on Daily Mail, which is a good. It's a liberal. You can't. It's all over the place. Just by he goes against Reish, this or Fauci. Said Fauci's been killing people for decades. He did it with HIV, and he's doing it now. And we got that gal and them, both of them, oh, no, we can't use hydroxychloroquine. But it's been around for decades. It's super safe, safer than aspirin. I'm trying to get this up on my homepage. If you haven't seen that interview by Mark Levin, that's Life, Liberty, and Levin. But it's amazing. Hydroxychloroquine. We have three remedies right now. A nebulizer stuff that Japan and Taiwan. 25 million people only had 7 deaths back when I did the thing off of John Hopkins. We have three remedies, and we're not using them. We're allowing people to die. And then we have this crazy nonsense, the number of people infected. Who the hell cares? The only thing you ever measure anything is the mortality. Oh, we had an infection. We got to stop the infections. These people crazy? This can't, I don't know what to say anymore. Who in the hell cares? I saw something about at the Daily News there in Alaska. We got somebody in the school. We got one infection. Somebody got infected. Big damn deal. They're not going to die from it. The chances I heard were 99.997 or something like that. There's more chances of dying of flu or getting hit by lightning or something. It's just, I don't know. I know one thing. Please get out and vote. Register to vote. Do not vote for any Democrat. The worst Republican is better than any Democrat because Democrats always go lockstep. I don't know why they do that, but they do. Almost never will you find a Democrat go against the mob. We're in a fight for our republic. And we only got one choice. We've got to have Trump, and we need to get a Republican House and a Republican representatives. Like I say, I was really impressed by the people that got up and testified in the Republican National Convention. Real people with real stories, just like that gal got up and her police chief, I think it was Dorn, I think is her name or something, got shot down. Was trying to defend some property, and they're live streaming his death. And nobody wants to talk about it. No, nobody wants to talk about it. We can kill cops, but they're not people, I guess. Well, I'll tell you what, if we don't have cops, we're in trouble. There's a few of them out there that make bad decisions, but that's all right. They got life and death decisions to make in a matter of seconds, and then somebody comes along and wants to blow it up. Well, guess what? Got to be real careful when you start doing that. Because they don't have a lot of time to make decisions. And then the lawyers and all. Every time somebody gets killed, well, let's go. If we do that, if that's our way, every time somebody gets killed, if it's black, let's go burn and run. We're in trouble, folks. Anyway, watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. COVID-19. God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you